Ralph Fiennes, Juliet Stevenson, Judi Dench and John Wood in Peter Hall's production of Man and Superman by Bernard Shaw. On a spring day in 1903, Roebuck Ramsden is in his study opening the morning's letters. The study, handsomely and solidly furnished, proclaims the man of means. Not a speck of dust is visible. Even the top of Roebuck's head is polished. Sitting at his writing table, he has on his right the windows giving on Portland Place. A parlourmaid enters with a visitor's card. Roebuck takes it and nods, pleased.
Show him in.
Mr. Robinson.
Well, well, Octavius, it's the common lot. We must all face it someday. Sit down.
Yes, we must face it, Mr. Ramsden. But I owed him a great deal. He did everything for me that my father could have done if he had lived.
He had no son of his own, you see.
But he had daughters. And yet he was as good to my sister as to me. And his death was so sudden. I always intended to thank him, to let him know that I had not taken all his care of me as a matter of course, as any boy takes his father's care. But I waited for an opportunity. Now he's dead, dropped without a moment's warning. He will never know what I felt.
How do we know that, Octavius? He may know, we cannot tell. Now, come, come, don't grieve. That's right. Now, let me tell you something to console you. The last time I saw him, it was in this very room, he said to me, Tavy is a generous lad and the soul of honour, and when I see how little consideration other men get from their sons, I realise how much better than a son he's been to me. There. Now, doesn't that do you good?
Mr. Ramsden, he used to say to me that he had met only one man in the world who was the soul of honour, and that was Roebuck Ramsden.
Oh, that was his partiality. We were very old friends, you know. But there was something else he used to say about you. I wonder whether I ought to tell you or not.
You know best.
It was something about his daughter.
About Anne? Oh, do tell me that, Mr. Ramsden.
Well, he said he was glad, after all, you were not his son, because he thought that someday, Annie and you... Oh, well, perhaps I shouldn't have told you. But he was in earnest.
Oh, if only I thought I had a chance. You know, Mr. Ramsden, I don't care about money or about what people call position, and I can't bring myself to take an interest in a business of struggling for them. Well, Anne has a most exquisite nature. But she is so accustomed to be in the thick of that sort of thing that she thinks a man's character incomplete if he is not ambitious. She knows that if she married me, she would have to reason herself out of being ashamed of me for not being a big success of some kind.
Oh, nonsense, my boy, nonsense. You're too modest. What does she know about the real value of men at her age? Besides, she's a wonderfully dutiful girl. Her father's wish would be sacred to her. Do you know that since she grew up to years of discretion, I don't believe she has ever once given her own wish as a reason for doing anything or not doing it. It's always, father wishes me to, or mother wouldn't like it. It's really almost a fault in her. Now, I have often told her she must learn to think for herself.
I couldn't ask her to marry me because her father wished it, Mr. Ramsden.
Oh, well, perhaps not. No, of course not. I see that. No, you certainly couldn't. But when you win her on your own merits, it'll be a great happiness to her to fulfil her father's desire as well as her own, eh? Come, you'll ask her, won't you?
At all events, I promise you, I shall never ask anyone else.
Oh, you shan't need to. She'll accept you, my boy. Although, you have one great drawback.
What drawback is that, Mr. Ramsden? I should rather say, which of my many drawbacks?
I'll tell you, Octavius. I have in my hand a copy of the most infamous, the most scandalous, the most mischievous, and the most blackguardly book that ever escaped burning at the hands of the common hangman. I've not read it. I wouldn't soil my mind with such filth. But I have read what the papers say of it. The title's quite enough for me. The Revolutionist's Handbook and Pocket Companion by John Tanner, M.I.R.C. Member of the Idle Rich Class.
But Jack...
For goodness sake, don't call him Jack under my roof! Now, Octavius, I know that my dead friend was right when he said that you were a generous lad. I know this man was your schoolfellow and that you felt bound to stand by him because there was a boyish friendship between you. But I ask you to consider the altered circumstances. You were treated as a son.